think we're up to Hamishi Halakadalit and my Sashemi Daf Lamed Aleph on the page. Omer of Yuma. Rishona Yishokine to Baalei Batim Shebimenina. They used to send around messages to the Balabatim all around saying them to them, Maharu Vatkinu Perotechem Achelot Tegiya Sha'at HaBiyur. You better get yourselves ready with your peros and be mitakein them early, because even though they weren't nigmar malakta, and the people were waiting until the peros were nigmar malakta, but they held that even peros that were not nigmar malakta, if they were in the peros that would be chayiv in nishana or nishana shmir shlishi, obviously by then they would be nigmar or shlishi, they were included in the Zman of the Bia, because they weren't Nigmar Malachan, and the people better hurry up and take care of them now. Hachabo, Rabbi Akiva, Velimei, the Kol Perot, Hachalo Bo, Lohatam, Hachot, the Pyramid of the Bia. Until Rabbi Akiva came along, it was not a function of Pharaohs that grow in that year, it's a function of Pharaohs that were Nigmar Malachan. There was no Chiyah to take off Meister. There was no Chiyah to take off the Bia. So the beer is not see to it that the mitzvahs are taken off. The beer is to see to it that that which is mitzvahs, the mitzvah should be given. Misha yupe otav rechokini men. You say he's not in the same place, and it's the time now to take to be mavayer them. And he has peros that are chayav in beer. So what does he do? So if we korot lahem shein. What he should do is he should be mocking them after saying that I have in such and such a location, truma, such a location next to it, mice, and so on and so forth. And then he's curled them shame and gets it into the hands of a coin and lady before the sign of the beer so it doesn't go to pot. How do you do this? Well, there was a mice originally of Azikani, so you're going Basina. So here they are on a boat, and it's next to the Zmana beer, on the Gamriel. So I want to give over my mitzvah here to Yoshua. So that Yoshua was a lady. I'm going to rent him a mokum to my rishus, and therefore he will be trained in the parish with the kinyan of the rishus that I'm giving. That is the whole discussion of the kinyan haga with the kinyan chok. As far as the Maitre Ami is concerned, I would give that to Rabbi Akiva with a gabai for Aminim, and he should be telling it also through the Mokum that I rent. So Ma Rabbi Yoshua, who now has the Maitre, Isur of the Trumas Maitre, Shani Atid Lamud, I'm giving that to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a coin. Each one paid his rental for the skulut in the karka that the other one was being mezakeh in. And remember, he was able to dekona his mitzvah. There was no problem now of beer.
Why does he have to do this?
Because otherwise he's trying to get rid of the trumas and mitzvah. This is mana beer. So he's telling us the mitzvah in the context of what should you do if you're not in the same mokum of your peros. So that's the Gemara. Velo tevelu. Well, what do you mean? Achabar Rabbi Akiva. So the peros are tevel now, right? So what would have been done? Let's say, the bow on us on ice is not. Well, the problem over here is, there's still tevel. How can there be a chiyuv of biur on tevel? Well, you say, if they didn't get to the zman of biur, the issue is if you took off your ice, isn't it?
The issue is that
the zman of malacha. Yeah, well, why is that the issue? How can tevel be chiyuv and biur? It's true as a ice is for chiyuv and biur.
Is there
a key of not really tevel? Says the Gemara, you see from here, it says, Rebbe Elazar Shem Shmuel, Shat Tevel Koroi Kodesh. It says, Biyati HaKodesh Menabai. Apparently, even the tevel that contains within its potential for Kedusha is also called Kodesh. And that has a lot of very serious implications. אמר רבי יהודה, מה יצטב רבי גמליאל והזקנים שהיו יושבים על מעלות העולם בהר הבית והיה יוחנן הכהן הסופר הלז יושב ביניהם? There was actually a mitzvah, I'm sure you guys must know some historical background for this. Amalo, say uchtov, achenu b'nei Galila ila'a, and b'nei Galila ar'ita. Now we know how they used to refer to Galila, you want to talk about, no? Shlomchon yazden. However, we must notify you, moza'an alachon, b'mata zman biura. Tipkon ma'asraya min ma'atani zetaya. You better take care that Manabir is coming. You better take off mitzvahs from your mataim, Abzeki. Another letter, please. Lachana b'nei droma ilau, b'nei droma arita. Do you remember that?
No.
Modana lachon de mata zman biura. Tikkun ma'asraya mi amre shibalaya. Next letter, please. Lachana b'nei galuta de bavel, b'nei galuta de madai, b'nei galuta de yavan, b'shar kol galvot ahon de Yisrael. Shalom b'chon yazge. Moda'a lachon.
Yes, again, you should be mufi shalom.
Shalom ra.
Ah.
Moda'a lachon, b'imraya rechichin, because why a dikichin? We want you to know that the gidim and the tlaim are looking like they need to grow a little bit more. And therefore, we must notify you that we need to have an extra month this year. Mosafa Shatadat Latin Yomin. Put that in your calendars, please. Mosafa Banfai, actually, we make a lot of use of that language, so let's not wise this year. It is correct in our eyes and in the eyes of our friends of the Beis Din to be Moses on this year, 30 days. Anyway, getting back to the Mishnah, so what happened over here? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was there, right? Because we see that Rabbi Yeshua gave the Trumas Mitzvah to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So why didn't Rabbi Gamliel give it? Why did he give it to Yeshua? Why did he give it to Rabbi Yeshua? Did he give it directly to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Ada Amr, apparently, you see from Yeshua, he must be Master Latuna. The whole discussion we had yesterday. Do we give Meister to a coin?
And let him give it to the lady.
No. Do we let him take over? No, even without the coin. You weren't here yesterday. Huh? Oh, yeah. These are very important to me. A man who gives a special son a special gift. And then he says about all the other gifts that he gives to his regular son. Did he mean to exclude the special son that he gave the special gift to the normal gift that he gave to the other son? So finally, I cropped all of my sooner, and then he gives lazy this, but they're not Levians. They're also Levians. So why should that be lazy and not coin? By what possible logic? Yeah, I see. His mouth is watering already. So the Gemara Shanya, in this case is different. Shaya Rabbi Yoshua and Chananya Tamam. Yoshua and Chananya was there. Okay, so he wanted, if possible, Rabbi Yoshua and Chananya was going to give the truma. He was going to give the truma to Rabbi Loza, right? To Rabbi Loza Ben Azariah. Okay, so he wanted to split it as much as possible. Because in India, not to give it all to one person. So then those who must know the other method, maybe we all to the other one. Okay, he wanted to split it up when it's possible. He wanted to split it up, okay? But maybe in a finale, he wouldn't have been there, so he would have been misogynist directly to calling. You can't prove anything from here. Oh, maybe Hananya. Had a Amrishai Rabbi Gamliel Tzarech Mizakot. Now, the whole idea over here is that he was masked here, says, I'm giving them this place, right? And now I'm trying to be Mizaka him with these pairs. So apparently he needed to find some way to give him over a kinyan on these things. Omer Reb Oshia, even though it says Reb Yoshua, because we were talking about Reb Yoshua, but it's not Reb Yoshua. Omer Reb Oshia, B'peirot munachin etetze, not mechubarim, B'peirot munachin letarka, ilu kupato shel Reb Yoshua, betuna letoch beito shel Reb Yoshua, v'omer yizkeh l'maaser sheba, klum asa ad sheyesayim. Would it have helped? Same. Of course not, because they're still in the kelim of Rabbi Gamliel, then it's misayim a mokam, misayim a place in which they should be. So even though he gave them the karka, he's saying, what good is that? He would still have to, what good is it to give them the karka? You have to be misayim the mokam specifically where those pharaohs are. So, of course, he needed to be machmir to fill with a kinyan suda. So then, what was the point over here of the haskara? Rabbi Thoma, he's talking Rabbi Yirmi of Rabbi Yossi. Chara amar haro'i mitol zakha, v'charan amar haro'i mitain zakha. So one of the Yomar says, if you want to be mizaka to somebody else, you want to use now a third party to be krona for you, let's say you want to give an ani, one of the matanic ani, right? And now, even though the halacha is that the zokah let him shalom b'fana, but he can't be mezakeh unless he himself had the ability to be zokah this thing for himself. And if he's an ani, then he can. But if not, he can't make a shliach unless he himself is shayach to be able to do the type of kinyan for himself. So then he could do it for someone else as well. But you can't make an usher now and tell him, okay, you be zokah in such and such for such and such a money. So, okay, we had this before. Yeah. The other money on our hold, Haroi retain zakah. Why do you need that he himself should be zokah for himself? Let's say it's the usher. The usher can also be zokah for an ani because the usher is shayat to give this matana to an ani. So why can't he be zokah in this matana for an ani? Man the Omar Haraui, it should say retain Zaka. So if you hold that even the Ru'uya retain is Zaka, so Kosha came Roya Mito, obviously. And then the Imam has the right to take it for himself. Man the Omar Haraui Mito, how retain, well, that's not sufficient. Is what it should, I mean, that's obviously that's what it should say, makes no sense for the fact. Now, the Chora, you have a raya from the Mishnah that says, not like the Man Yama, that you need to have a roya mitol. It's a mantamina. A Omer, if somebody says, now this whole thing has been reversed, okay, for sure. A Omer, his kabo gets ever ishti, and that's the piece that comes later. His kabo gets ever ishti. Or Holos gets ever ishti. If somebody says, accept this, or as being metropolitan interplay. So there, if he wants to change his mind, he can change his mind. Even though we're talking about over here the person they said he's kabel, he can change his mind. So before, why is he able to change his mind? Even though he said he's kabel, which is before that he should be zoka in it. Even though he said he's kabel, we don't say that at the moment that the get comes into her hand that the person was, he was zoka in that get for her. The most that he could do is make him a shliach lo halacha. Since he don't make him a shliach lo halacha before the get is actually magia to the woman, if he's chozebo, he can be chozebo. Right? Now, I mean, if the woman had made a get for Kabbalah, so then the moment that the get would have gotten a banana shliach, he wouldn't have been able to change his mind because she was already zoka to get. So you would have to say, as we said before, no, I don't want you to be a shliach for Kabbalah. I only want you to be a shliach lo halacha or tain lo, and so on and so forth. And then he would be able to have parot, as we went through in great length in the previous part. So you see from here, right. Now the whole question of whether the context was to define what it is that you meant to do when you accepted what the person said or not. We had it in that issue. But you see from here that the shliach that the woman makes for Kabbalah can become the shliach of the Baal HaHalacha, right? So now, if you're going to tell me that a roi lito zaka, that you need to be able to be a roi lito, so then the monoshah, the shliach, does not make any sense. How can he both be roi lito and roi litain? Right? If we're talking about a woman, if she made a woman a shliach who is ruya to take the get, how can the husband say, no, I don't want you to be a shliach to accept the get, I want you to shliach to give the get? A woman can never give a get. So look, she should not be able to be the shliach. Forget about the context we had in it was in Zechia. But it's the same idea over here, right? Obviously, we're not talking about Zechia here. We're talking about, because it's not a Zechut, but the woman appointed her. So if the woman appointed her, I understand how she can be appointed to accept. How could she be appointed by the man to give? If we're talking about a man, how can a woman appoint a man to accept the gift?
She can't.
Well, but it's saying over here that she can. Exactly. Right? Now, there was Mamona shot. Somebody's doing it. I mean, so how exactly did this happen? Ella, you see clearly that you do not need to have the right. You could be a royally king as a man who can give a gift, and that gives you the ability to accept the gift. So if she made you that she has to accept the gift, it should be enough. So how could any Mandioma go against the Mishnah and say that you have to be a Roy, you have to be a Roy Litol? Obviously you do not have to be a Roy Litol, or this doesn't make any sense. Answers the Gemara, she can't Roy Litol get the Litol. It's not true. A man can accept the get. Not for himself, but for his daughter. So certainly a man was included in the concept of being a Makabal get. So if he can be a Makabal get, so then maybe you can make him a Shliach for Kabbalah also. That means we're talking about over here a man who the woman could have appointed as a Shliach for Kabbalah, and then the Baal turns around and says, I only want you to be a Shliach lo halacha, and it makes perfectly good sense. So he could, in fact, theoretically be either a Moloch or a Makabal. That doesn't prove that there's anything wrong with the sheep that holds it has to be able to be Makabal. Now, furthermore, Vatanina, now, again, we're putting now in the first part instead of the second part here. Vatanina, but doesn't it say, King get zela ishti, v'shar shikur zela avdi. It says, give the get to my wife, and over there, he can't be chozer, according to Chachamim, where he says, give this get shikur to my eved, because the moment that the shliach makabel shar shikur is zechus for him, that's the machlok to the man that. Consider to be as a first for him. If I don't have a little one, I can do it for a big one. A first for him. Right? Now, how can a shliach with a ben korin possibly be the one to be zoka in a get shifur? That's the equivalent of a man accepting a get as a woman. So, okay, so you explain you can get it for his daughter, but how in the world can a man accept a get shifur as an eved? He can't be an eved. So, before a year, we do have a riot. Answers the Gemara, she came royal, it could be talking about an Eved. And an Ebbet, since he's Roy to be Makabal Azon, get Shechor, he can be Zocha in his friend. He can, exactly. Because anything that he could have had as a Fia in himself, he can have as a Fia for his friend. Very cute. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, how could it be Moloch? Because Ebbet Roy Loloch, I guess. If we're talking about an Ebbet, how can an Ebbet give a get Shechor? Remember, I mean, it's the same case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, and if we're talking about with the same case as the get to an Isha also. So how could, means we'd be referring to an Eved to give the get to the wife too? Because it says either get to Isha Shikur Zalavdi, puts them together. We're talking about the same guy. So how is this guy able to give a get to a wife if he's not included in the Dinim of Gifts and Kedushin? How do you explain that? Well, you're not going to be in touch with another story. Obviously, you'll have to say that it's not the same person. I mean, Omer to respectively, to a shliach who give a get, or to a shliach who can be makabel, get shichur, be makabel, get shichur. But it doesn't mean that it's the same guy necessarily. Now, matnita pliga, amadjamar haraui lito, you could say, zaha. L'chora, we also have a mission that argues against the amadjamar who says that you're mukhliyah. To be able that you need to be able to take in order to be zocher. The Tanina Taman, in Shura Kashani Atzid Lamud Natun LaAkiva Ben Yosef. Today she is Akiva LaAniyim. Now remember, Yerushalmi often does that. It picks up a sugya from somewhere else and refers to our sugya as Kosam, which is what it's doing over here. Because it lifted this up from the sugya of the Zechiah Fernani. And refers now to our Mishnah. We actually had this. So refers to it as Hossa. That says over there, Muskelo Mekomo, how could Rabbi Akiva be Zoka for the Aniyim? Rabbi Akiva wasn't an Ani. So Rabbi Akiva wrote, we be told. Yes, there's more, yes. Maybe it's talking about Rabbi Akiva before he was famous and got all of his money and so on. So Prophet Ashaloh has here. And at that point he was very poor. And you know what? I'll see the same of Misha Eshir. What do I care? Even if it's talking about Rabbi Akiva, at the time he became an Osher Gadol. That's not a problem. Because as the Parnas Aniyim, he was considered to be an extension of the Yad of the Aniyim. Milk, Rabbi Yeshua and Levi Amra. Now, apparently, from what Rabbi Yeshua and Levi says, you need to be a royally told in order to be Zoka. Rabbi Yeshua and Levi Amra. The Baal HaBayit Ashir Nechlepu. Avo Baal HaBayit Ami Me'achar Shehu Ra'ui Lito Zaka. That where is this again? This is taken straight out of Teya. We had this before. So he's saying where it says over there in the Mishnah says Mishu Likit Teya V'amahareza Le'poni Ami. Right? So over there was a Machlokas between Rav Elazar and Chachamim. Whether he was zochin it for ploni ani, or koyin kachlamim yitznen al ani arishon, he's mechuyev to give it as it's like he's trying to steal. Comes along with Blazer, Rav Yechiel and Levi, and says they're only arguing if he's a bala bayis asher, but if he's a bala bayis ani, he's royally told, he's zochin. And that's exactly what we just said. A royally told can be zochin for another ani. Didn't really do very much. Where's the Misha get up to? No. We ought to do it. We ought to do it. I mean, if we're keeping up, right? It's not a hard mission. The Mincha B'Yom Tov Hayu Mitvadim. The last day of the holiday, we were Mitvade. Kesa Mitzvah, Kesa Yavide, Biyata Kodeshman Abayis, we're going to go through each thing now. Okay, Biyata Kodeshman Abayis, the first one. Maisa Sheni, Veneta Revoy, because those are things that are meant to be Babayis. They're in my house, and I had to get rid of them. Minatativ Lelevi, it says Vagam, but we'll address Vagam later. Minatativ Lelevi refers to Maisa Levi, in which is the Maisa Risha. The Gam Nitati refers to Truma, Shomet Meiser. Lager Le'atam Almana, that's Naitrani, Leke Shik Hapea. Now, the Leke Shik Hapea, Apopi Shein Ma'akim Nitati, nonetheless, in other words, even if though I don't have a chiyuv of electric kupayim. I don't own a field myself, and I never had anything to do with electric kupayim. I could still say the din of vigam matati legele atam la mana, even though that would include electric kupayim. To call mitzvotecha shetiri tami, and I did it correctly the way I was told. Since he did it wrong, if he took off first by the chain, then my Rishon was over on Malachav Dimachalot Acher, he can't be Mitzvah. I did it right. Lo mina chadash al hayashan, lo mina hayashan al chadash. Yashan al chadash over here, meaning of course one year on the other, not yashan al chadash, the midst of yashan al chadash. Velo shachachti means lo shachachti milavarech, lo maskeshim chala. I didn't forget to say the bracha. So this of course is not really ma'akev because the bracha is only the rabbonim, so the Torah can't be referring to it, but this part is in this mat. If he had eaten my tummy, he wouldn't have been able to be mitzvah. Lo natati imenu lameit. In Zolokas, imenu aron v'tafrashim lameit. Lo natatim lo'onanim achirim. There was nothing that was nogea a mate. Even if I myself needed boni, I have to also not have given it to a mate. These people who were shy of a mate, or to a mate himself, of buying things from it. Shamati the Kol Hashem. I listened to Hashem Rokai. Hevetiv the Beit HaBikurah. That means that I was Mekayim Lehavot. In the Bikurim. Hasiti Kol Hashem Tivitani. I did my training in the Bikurim. I did everything I was told. Meaning what? Samachti. And it says the Samachta. And Simachti. I was also simachti, though, meaning I gave it to Ani and to Levi and the care and so on to make them happy.
It's a very interesting difference. The simachti is that if it's simply the two chiyuvim of all the tax, one bucket for the first chiyuv and one bucket for the second chiyuv, but if the relationship between simachti to call seven coming to the base of Mita,
I would call it to Asiti. The Asiti is the Kukhola Shastivitana. Meaning even the things that are not been in the actual thing helps to be a clear. Hashkifo mimo'on koshekho min ha-shamayim. Asinu ma she-gazarat ha-aleinu, akata, asin ma she-yitzachtanu. Hashkifo mimo'on koshekho min ha-shamayim, u-beirachat amtra Yisrael. The brok of the arm is the banim u-lonot. Because it's listed separately from the Adama. Ve'et ha-adama she-natata lanu, tal, b'ruchot, b'matar, b'vladot b'ema. Hashem nishbat halav atin ha'ez d'rav halav u'dvash k'day sh'tin ta'am b'peirot. The broker should be the type of towel that also gives a special taste into the peirot. Yeah. V'kanam ruchi yitzrol manzeirim mitzvadim apologia mivlo avadim shukharim. Since it says Hashem matata, so it means Hashem Yishbat al-Avotenu implies that only Yisroel, even if he's a manzer, can be mitzvah. But a ger or an Eved B'shukhra, since he can't say Adama Shana Tatanon, that he can't say this Vidra. So in that case, it's hard. Rabbi Meir Omer, Aflo Tani V'Leviyin, according to this, also not according to Levi, Shalom Atul Kevet Barth, how can you say Hashana Tatanon? Says Rabbi Yossi, no, they also have a Kevet Barth. See, are they Migrash as a Dinah Nerkev? Yochanan Kohen Gadol had Yehu Deyat HaMaaser. He was Mevat of the Vidui Meiser because they were giving the Meiser to the Kohen. And here he's saying, Regana Sati Mimena La Levi. They didn't give it to the Levi. So how could they say, a what? How could be tell? Et HaMa'orin Vet HaNoksin. And he also originally, when they used to have a Takonah, the Leviim would sing Ula Lama Tishan Hashem, which he felt was ridiculous. And people over there are going to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asleep and have to wake him up. And we don't say that. explain the Zavato in order that it shouldn't be misunderstood on some level. Only the Zavato, the milk cream. They used to have a minute that they would bop the young animal on their head between the horns of the animal so that you could easily wrestle it to the ground for Shita. And because it looked like a mum, he was Mavapalat, and he was the one who had them put the Taba'ot in, as the Mishnah talks about, that held the animal down so that he wouldn't stun the animal. This is Nagia Bazan as well, so whole, you know, scandals about the stunning before Shita and so on. Maybe he's really sure. They used to chalamoi. They were matir to do things davarav. And you're allowed to. I mean, he offered even a davarav because it was becoming too much lefayasim. Nobody would need to ask anybody else if he had taken care of his demai, because he was go there to treat the demai. That you know, you're not mostly mitachas yotka and so on. And mamela, that's the pressure of shadi. In our Gemara, it's pashma, but that's not what it means. And that's what it's taken to mean also. It means that noya and tera, that he actually had a police force that would go around and make sure that things were nicer. So there was no demar in his time. It's just different than the way the Bible uses it. Mm-hmm.